Good morning, everybody. Well, first of all, I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, who is Drs. David Laird, Richard Cruz, and Emily Heaton. Well, as you heard already during this morning presentations, there are many positive but also negative effects of biochar on soil quality and plant growth. Several of those reports relate to a percent of volatile matter in biochar. But no matter what the reason is, there is a need to test for potential negative effects of biochar before its large-scale application, because once it's applied to the soil, it's going to remain there for many, many years. At our disposal, there are several methods to test biochar quality for plant productivity, such as small plot experiments or greenhouse studies. But with both of those approaches, there is relatively long amounts of time before obtaining meaningful data. And most often, there are some expensive equipment or special facilities required. Germination test, on the other hand, is a relatively fast procedure, which takes around 7 to 10 days to complete. It's inexpensive. There is no special equipment required, and very simple to perform. Therefore, the objective of our study was to develop a quick screening procedure utilizing a standard germination test to test between different biochar quality. For our study, we obtained six different biochars ranging in feedstock from hardwood, corn stover, to switchgrass and corn grain. Also, we tested different conversion processes, such as fast pyrolysis and gasification, and at different temperatures ranging from 450 to high temperature gasification at 850 degrees C. You had a chance to learn a little bit about proximate analysis, and according to proximate analysis, there was quite a bit of range in biochar characteristics, such as moisture, ash, contained volatile matter, and fixed carbon. For example, in our samples, fixed carbon ranged from a little bit over of 8.5% for fast pyrolysis corn stover at 730 degrees to about 30% for hardwood fast pyrolysis at 500 degrees. Fixed carbon ranged from a little bit over 5.6% to up to 60% in our studies. We performed a germination study using corn seeds, and corn seeds were germinated in water extracts of biochars, so not solid biochars. Water extracts were prepared by mixing biochar with water in a ratio 1 to 30, and extraction time of 24 hours. Freshly filtered extracts were analyzed for pH and major elements by pH electron and ICP. What we found is that pH ranged from slightly acidic of 6.6 of hardwood at 500 degrees to highly alkaline for high temperature fast pyrolysis and gasification. There were numerous major elements that were identified ranging in concentrations, but one of the distinct features of high-temperature gasification biochar and its significantly greater concentration of phosphorus, potassium, sodium, and phosphorus. So our treatments for a germination study, germination test included, first of all, six different biochar extracts. We also included deionized water as a control. Plus, in addition, we prepared six nutrient solutions that would approximate biochar extracts in terms of pH, nutrient content, and composition. This step was done in order for us to differentiate the effect of inorganic composition of biochar and its pH from effects of organic compounds present in biochar extracts. Seeds were germinated for 7 days at dark at 25 degrees C. And after that, we calculated percent germination and also measured length of shoot and main root. There was no significant difference in percent germination and radical length, so due to limitation of time, I'm not going to show you that these results. But when we looked at shoot length, first of all, what we found that there was significant difference between in shoot lengths for seed germinated in char extract, those black bars, and deionized water. Specifically, high temperature biochars, high temperature gasification biochar 5 and 6, significantly reduced seedling growth. Another important thing that we observed was that there was significant difference between char extracts and corresponding nutrient solution, which indicates that there were some organic compounds present in the biochar extracts that inhibited seedling growth that otherwise weren't present in nutrient solutions. And the same trend we observed for biochar C3. So, of course, the next step and interest was to get an idea of what kind of organic compounds were present in those biochars. What we did, we used a MSGC spec equipped with thermal desorption unit to get an idea of volatile and semi-volatile organic compounds adsorbed on solid biochars. We found a total of 19 organic compounds that represent a group of much larger compounds called the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. And those are product of incomplete combustion of organic material via natural, such as forest fire or volcanic emissions, or anthropogenic activities, such as fuel combustion or industrial processes. The concern with those compounds is that they have potential toxic, mutagenic, and carcinogenic properties. But as far as a plant is concerned, some of those compounds in small quantities can act as plant hormones and actually stimulate plant growth. But if the concentrations are too high, they can inhibit plant growth. This is just to show you an example of some of the compounds were present in different biochars. And you can see that total concentration of 19 PAHs ranged from 0.8 micrograms per gram for fast pyrolysis corn stover at 500 degrees to 255 degrees for gasification switchgrass at 745 C. Just to put things in perspective, soil is considered contaminated if the pH concentration exceeds 30 micrograms per gram. So the concern here is that we really need to pay attention and test biochars for pH content. But the good thing is that we can engineer biochar specifically for agronomic use that would limit a concentration of those compounds in the biochar. Another thing that I have to point out is that this analysis was performed on solid biochars. And that germination study was done using water extracts of biochar. And most of those compounds have very limited solubility in water. So at this point, it's very hard for us to say whether presence of those compounds in biochar had any effect on seedling growth as we observed. Moreover, when we leached biochar with water for several times, we found that those potential negative effects disappeared, as you can see from this graph where we compared leached biochars for unleached biochar. So more likely that there were some additional organic compounds that were water soluble were also present in the biochar extracts. Another quality of biochar that we looked at as a potential indicator of biochar quality was its sorption capacity. And sorption capacity is very important in terms of what kind of compounds a biochar can sorb. It's, for example, the soluble nutrients and its effect on cation exchange capacity. Also, it can sorb pesticides, which can be a good because not for water quality, but also it can have a negative effect on pesticide effectiveness. It also can sorb allelochemicals, and the prime example of that might be yield lag associated with continuous corn. One of the reasons for that is allelopathy. So if biochar could potentially absorb those allelochemicals present in corn residue, we might not experience as larger yield lag. In order to test sorption capacity of biochar, we germinated seeds in residue extract alone, which we prepared by mixing residues with DI water and extracted them for 24 hours. As you can see, compared to deionized water, there is a great reduction in shoot length and residue extract substantially reduced root growth. But when residues were equilibrated with six different biochars, we see that it significantly improved early growth of corn seedlings. And it appears that biochar 1, which was a hardwood fast pyrolysis biochar, had the greatest sorption capacity for allelochemicals present in the biochar. With that, some conclusions. Germination test appears to be a reliable procedure to differentiate between different qualities of biochar on corn seedling growth. In our study, low temperature hardwood biochar had similar effect on seedling growth as DI water, where biochar derived by high temperature gasification appears to have a suppressing effect on plant growth. And also slow pyrolysis hardwood biochar had the greatest sorption capacity to absorb allelochemicals present in corn residue. With that, thank you. And I'll take any questions if we have time.
We have time for one or two questions.
Yes, please.
I indicated earlier in your talk, pH probably not the cause for the root of fruit incubation. And you analyzed the 19 pH. Then you mentioned this looks like the data has something to do with the endochemicals, the soluble fraction of your biochars. Did you analyze what chemicals in your water soluble fraction?
We gave it a shot, but it was rather preliminary data, and we couldn't identify anything. But it doesn't mean there was nothing there present, because our methodology wasn't really worked out yet. We would like to do it in the future and really see what's there in a water-soluble extract, what kind of organic compounds. But at this point, we don't have that knowledge yet. Yes, please.
You mentioned about 19 different polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. How did you identify different groups?
This was done by using a mass spectrometer gas chromatogram equipped with thermal desorption unit. So the samples of biochar is heated at different ranges of temperatures, and as they emit it, they've been analyzed and differentiated into different, because at different temperature there is a peak of the emission of that specific compound. Thank you.
Thank you.